It's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica, somewhere here in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth. It is Mike's Daily Podcast. We're at FF episode 3067. I think I gave two separate different episode numbers on the last one, but it definitely was 3066, the last one. So I got this just came in, this special bulletin. And I am heard on a radio station in Camarillo where I used to live. I have a lot of friends that I went to high school with that came from Camarillo. I'll be speaking to someone, a professional that owns her own business. And it's a huge business that's growing every day. It's a magnificent business, a big, beautiful business. But she's very interesting. We'll talk to her coming up. And she went to high school in Camarillo way long after I did. But yeah, Camarillo's got a lot of cool things going on with it. In fact, there is a fundraiser happening, and the radio station that I am heard on at 5:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday, camaradio.org is where you can find it online. That's like you're saying Camarillo, but you say Camaradio instead, and they're broadcasting at 99.1 FM. Well, they're having a fundraiser for their community radio station, their first one. It is happening Thursday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. It's happening at American Pie Coffee House, which is in Camarillo, and that is partly supported by American Pie Records, which I think I might know someone who started that. I know someone whose father may have started that. I'm not sure, but that sounds very familiar. And they are going to have Tristan Dolce is going to be performing with music from his indie rock release called Medium True. And Jacqueline Schreiber is going to be performing pop fusion indie rock piano as well. Details at camaradio.org. Cama, like C-A-M-A, and then the word radio, which is what this is. This is a radio show. I don't care what anyone says. If we can call videos podcasts, I'm going to call this podcast a radio show, and that's what I'm going to do. And thank you for supporting me in my endeavor to do that kind of thing. But yeah, I love to totally support people that are doing amazing bits of art like that, especially with the medium of radio, which I spent so many years doing. I'm still in it, actually, coming up on 40 years. Wow. Next year will be 40 years. Yikes. Thank you. Thank you for just making me feel as young as possible. This statistic was sent to me via email. My email, mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com. This has to do with the Bay Area near Podcastro Valley. There is Fremont. I work in the town of Fremont, but this also includes San Francisco and Oakland. The California Metropolitan Statistical Area that I just aforementioned had an average hourly wage of $48.15. Let me tell you, I'm not even making close to that. But it's so funny because I will interview people. Since I am a manager at a couple of radio stations, I'm an operations manager, and they'll go, well, the average hourly wage is $48.15. Am I going to make that? And then I laugh and laugh because I mentioned I'm working in the business called radio, right? Well, nationwide, the average is $32.66. Am I going to make that? I certainly hope you're making that, but hey, it is not as, that's just fortunate. It's not so fortunate in the world of radio. Higher paying major occupational groups, including legal, they make close to $100 an hour. And then there's the computer and mathematical occupations. They make about $78.40. San Francisco, by the way, has 233,270 jobs, over 230,000 jobs that are management positions. So that accounts for nearly 10% of all the area employment, compared to less than that nationally. It's like 7.1% nationally for manager jobs. Thank you, Bureau of Labor Statistics. And thank you for listening to this as we're about to go inside the cafe anyway. I'm going to open the door to the cafe anyway. Let's go into the cafe anyway. Let's go after you. Cafe anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Welcome to Cafe Anyway. It is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running show that's by a guy named Mike that's taking place in Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth, the land of Maritopka. It's episode 3067-3067, don't you know? And it's Mike. I'm here and I'm singing to you this song that's great. And you realize it's not very long, but okay, I give it my best shot, so here we go.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Ah! I don't know what's going on with computers these days.
Mike's
I hear
Daily
that Windows
Podcast
10,
yeah,
it won't get any more support by the end of this year. So it's just doing, if you have a Windows 10 computer, weird things happen all the time these days, but yeah, I guess Microsoft, that makes Windows, of course, they did rather well with their stocks. That's all I know. But in other computer-related news, Intel, yes, they make those little chips in your computer. Yes, I said chips and you wanted to get a bag here at Cafe Anyway, that's fine. We have lots. It's free. Enjoy. Enjoy healthy, delicious bags of fattening chips. Okay. But no, these are microchips, and their stock surged 6% when they said, hey, we're going to cut 20% of our workforce recently, because last year they had to make the cuts because their shares dropped 60%. Yikes. That's wow. Big, awful number, 60% last year. So they're doing what they can. In fact, the story was out on Reuters that several of its contract manufacturer customers plan to build test chips for an upcoming advanced manufacturing process, which the company still has in development. It has indicated it has received interest from customers at its Direct Connect conference.
And here's today's podcast picture.
For its contract chip business, or foundry, and their attempt to build a foundry unit has hit snags, but their ultimate goal has been to rival TSMC. The podcast picture is not of any of that. It is of the beautiful Fremont Library, which I don't know if they got any money from Intel, but it's got some cool chairs and stuff, and it's got this nice view when there's not a bunch of unhoused living in tents close to it. But yes, and that has happened. But see that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com of this beautiful... Oh, and they also have this fascinating... Oh, the late, great Basil the Boxer. He never went to the area here. Oh, wait. We did pop by it real quick when he was alive. Because there's Lake Elizabeth near there and in Fremont. I got to say goodbye to my video watchers because the phone's about to die. And it's just going to stop for them and... What's the point of having video anyway with podcasts? I don't understand, but it's a thing, and I can't...
Mike Matthews going to come in with more encouragement for you.
Oh, that was my encouraging thought for you, was that audio podcasts are the best. Video podcasts, they're just trying to be TV shows, and why don't you just be a TV show and get... It's a nice little... make a deal with a big, huge streaming service like Netflix. Or
you can use your damn it if it's easier. Don't worry, I will cross my eyes so I can't see your secret code.
That's a brilliant idea as well. Does Target have a channel yet? Amazon's got Amazon Prime. When's Walmart going to have their own channel? What's that going to have? And now, here is Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, all day long, followed by Highway to Heaven, all day long.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Evil shark.
We'll show a little bit of baby shark, but not much. And then, touched by an angel. So I'm going to just read one more sentence from this article, and it will make no sense to me at all. Maybe it will to you. Upon taking the CEO job in March, Lip-Bu-Tan vowed to reshape Intel, and in his first public remarks, which it may have started with that, asked customers to be brutally honest when delivering feedback as part of his plans to remake Intel. He plans to revamp the company's foundry operation. And it's right not that close for a not right not that close. That's the best grammar I could possibly come up with. To us. It is very close to us, is what I'm trying to say. San Jose, very close to Podcaster Valley. Here we are at the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica with all these fascinating topicas.
Oh, you almost had it.
I almost
had it. Be quicker than that.
I'm gonna try. Amazon's not so good stat. More than 50%. That is how many Amazon merchants are estimated to be based in China, which may have been the reason why someone was floating the idea of showing the, what the tariffs would cost when you went to buy something. Oh, that looks like a really nice shirt. How much is it going to cost? $150 in tariffs? What? So, that's all that.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
I'm reviewing Amazon. Amazon merchants are estimated to be based in China. A bunch of them are estimated to be based in China, meaning a vast selection of goods on the platform may be vulnerable to Trump's tariffs. Just my review here is, you didn't see the election happen? You didn't see Kamala lose? You didn't know Trump was going to be president, and he said what he was going to do over and over and over again at all those rallies that happened. He did like eight rallies a week, all summer long, all year long.
I need some turntables, Mike, if you're going to say it like that.
I get, and then Trump likes to mix music too. He likes some Sinatra. I was listening to Bill O'Reilly list all the songs that are in his playlist, and my brain promptly forgot everything. But I know Sinatra was in there somewhere. Like, I Did It My Way is one of his songs. Okay. Speaking of China, ad dollars from China are already starting to dry up. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Yes, as you know, I do the video on Facebook Live only, and there's a link to that at mikesdailypodcast.com. But Meta's online advertising business, Meta owns Facebook, could lose $7 billion this year due to tariffs. A big chunk of that likely came from fast fashion giants.
I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
And thinking about leaving long enough to change my mind. No, like giants, I think, is it Shine or Shin and Temu, which have already cut their U.S. digital ad budgets. So Meta losing money because of the tariffs on China. And their platforms expand their AI-powered Ray-Ban smart glasses to 7 more European countries, including Germany.
Who doesn't like cash cows? How do you do that? I just said the word cash cow.
Yeah, you did. That was Rob Black, and I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday afternoons now at 5 o'clock, and he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, and I got this story from him. So the smart Ray-Ban AI-powered glasses that Meta makes are now being sold in European countries: Germany, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And it also includes a live translation feature.
Sorry.
So, sorry, we're going to all know what you're saying in whatever language: English, French, Italian, and Spanish. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Look who is here.
Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse.
Just going to Phil, tell you what.
What?
What I think is great is that we're keeping all these things that other countries make out of our country, because I don't like it. I don't like things that say made in China. That's just so demoralizing, makes me feel sad as an American.
As a what?
American.
An American? Did you say, are you a Martian?
No, American.
I'm not sure why you're muffling it when you say it. Maybe we'll ask this person.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
Oh, don't do that. It's not a... Look who else is here.
Oh, my God, my delicious root beer has to my now.
Brewmaster, I was just complaining about how my recording software always crashes these days. I blame it on Windows Meta, all the tech giants, the Magnificent Seven. They used to be called Fang Stocks, by the way. Fang Stocks, not because they're vampires, but because there was Amazon, Netflix, and Google. What was F?
That's good stuff.
Wow!
I don't like that sound effect. That's the one I don't like.
Wow.
That's better.
Facebook. That's right. So they stopped being called Facebook, and they're Meta, so they couldn't call it Mang. Mang Stocks? Apple was in there, too. All right, I'm going to try the root beer. Mmm! Wow, what's in that?
I put a wonderful, delicious syrup of some unknown flavor type that really has an explosion. It's like a flavor bomb in your root beer. Over.
Thank you. Wow. I'm just going to... I'm full of laughter now.
There's a Spanish holiday tradition called El Gordo, the fat one.
Because I'm the fat one. No, I'm working on it. Hey, that's all we have for this podcast. What do you think about all that? Here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening. Thank you. There's no such thing as silliness. But if you say silliness, well, I probably fit right in.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.